Okay, so let's continue in the smachta. Let's continue in the smachta. So, I don't know if you got a chance to see the Tosos. You got a chance to see the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam?
A little bit of it.
So let's see if we can define a little better maybe Rashi from what we saw starting yesterday. Okay? So let's just quickly review here. In other words, the question is gambling. Let's say straight up dice. Nothing skill. No skill over here. It's shooting dice. Correct? And you lay down your bet. You lay down your bet. I bet it's going to be sevens. I bet it's not sevens. Whatever the rules of the game might be. So, on that case, the Gemara says is a machlokas between Rami Bar Chama and Rav Sheshes. Rami Bar Chama says that's an asmachta. And that means that there's no kinyan. Okay? And Rav Sheshes says that's not an asmachta. Doesn't say what is an asmachta, but he says that's not an asmachta. Okay? So Rashi explains that what are the two shitas? So once again, he says what? He says, what does asmachta mean in general? It means that you're somech on something that turns out to be false. You're somech on something. You're relying on something in order to... in other words, when you're making the deal... You're relying on something that's a fiction. You think it's a reality, but it's a fiction. So basically, it's like some sort of a toss, right? So Rashi says, according to the first shita, when he says the gambling isn't a smachta itself, so Rashi just says that he's not really giving it willingly. Why? Because he was relying on the fact that he would be able to win. That's what his deal was. When he went into the gamble, he bet to win. That's what he thought he was going to. He bet to win. Rashi doesn't say exactly. She'adesavar shehu yochol l'natzeach. It's a tough Rashi, right? He thought he would be able to win, and sometimes he loses. So what exactly was the davar she'eino? I mean, right? If you think you can win, that means you also know you can lose. So it's not clear exactly what Rashi means over there. That's the davar. What's the davar she'eino? But that's how he explains it. That he's a smachta is a davar de'eino. It's a davar de'eino nosin lo midaito. You don't give it willingly. You're somech on something that is not true, and you think that you're gonna win. So in other words, basically in Rashi's lingo over here, what's the asmachta in the gamble? I'm relying on the fact that I'm going to win. That's why I make my bet. Why do I make my bet? Because I'm so mech that I'm going to win. If I didn't think I was going to win, I wouldn't make the bet. So it turns out that the whole basis of what I'm doing is false. Because in my mind, I'm betting because I think I'm going to win. And in reality, I might not win. So in a certain sense, I relied on something that wasn't true when I bet. A bit of a temporary insanity overtook me.
Why is that different than any business deal?
Slow down. Question is, why is that different than any business deal? Well, pick a business deal. Do me a favor.
Stocks.
Not a business deal, but okay, let's call it stocks.
Fine, real estate, buying a building, buying a property.
Right. So the thing is, over there you're buying something. You own something. There's a transaction. I'll give you money for your building. That's it. That's as far as we look. We're just looking for the deal. We're looking for the deal. The deal is a kinyan to acquire. Okay, and we're analyzing the kinyan to acquire itself. So if a person says, I want to buy a building because I think it's going to appreciate in value, that has nothing to do with the seller. It has nothing to do with anybody. His das is to give money for the building. And does the money represent the building? Yeah, the money does represent the building. There's a switch of the building for the building's value. In terms of kinyan, everything is clear. Everything is 100% on the up and up. There's nothing in the maisa that I can say The guy didn't do what he thought he was doing. He did exactly what he thought he was doing. He thought this money was a fair representation of the value of that building. He wanted to give the value of the building for the actuality of the building. And that's exactly what he did. Now you'll say, but why did he do that? Oh, I don't know, man. There's lots of funny reasons for doing things. That's Varm should believe. We don't care about that. Turns out it was a bad event. Too bad. It doesn't matter. But over here, the very deal is problematical. The very deal is, what is he doing? Is he giving money to lose, or is he giving money to win? You understand? Within the very transaction, there's something that is, that we can say is a fantasy, is a fiction. Okay? By the way, there are other halachas like that. For instance, if a person says, let's say I'm selling my house on the market, and you come to buy the house, and I say, oh yeah, I'm glad to sell you the house, because I'm moving to Eretz Yisrael tomorrow. That's why I need to sell this house. So then if it turns out I don't move, I can undo the sale. If that exactly, but that's like a tanai. That's a different thing. Like, I can reveal my das. But in the general thing, it has nothing to do with that. Generally, then I could say that I was only selling it all tonight. But that case is neither here nor there, really. It shouldn't enter into your thinking. Just to let you know, sometimes if it's obvious why you're doing something and that's not true, then we say it was like a toss. Guy made a toss. But over here, that's the difference. So it's over here we're analyzing within the structure of Kenyan. That's what we're looking at. Within the structure of Kenyan. Not why he's doing the Kenyan. Yeah. Okay, so that's Rashi's. That's the description of the first way of looking at things, and it needs help. I mean, we need help understanding it. But the first way is looking at it from the aspect, like we were saying yesterday, of the, maybe we'll call it the outcome of the transaction, that he's going into it to win. He's not going into it to lose. So the losing is not really on his mind. So he's not really gomer u'makni to lose money, but not a reality for him. But the second way is saying that is a Kenyan. Why? Because he knew the chances existed. The only time it's not a Kenyan is where it is biyado, Rashi calls it. Meaning to say, again, that what? If I promise you, what's the easiest case to take up? The Imovir v'lo Avid? No, let's take the case of the Mashlish Tarov, right? That if I owe you money, and I don't have the money on the time that I owe it to you, and I say, give me another 3 days to pay you back, and if I don't pay you back in 3 days, I'll owe you double. Let's just simplify the case. Okay? So Rashi says that, so the Gemara says that's Nasmachta. So Rashi says, why? Because the person, when he said that, he was sure he could get the money. Because it was in his hands. He only said that because he felt confident that he could find that money. He just didn't have it right now. So when he said like this, when he said, and if I don't bring you back the money, in his mind that was an impossibility. So it was as if he said, I'll give you an extra $100 when pigs fly. Is that a good Kenyan? No, of course not. Because in his mind, pigs will never fly. Right? So, in order to have the Gemiras Das, it has to be that he is, that there's a reality, that there's a condition that has a reality to it. So, if he says, that's what Rashi learns, if it's biyado lasos, and he's sure he can do it, then that's nasmachta. So when he says, if you give me 3 more days to bring you the money, I promise you I'll give you double if I don't, he doesn't really mean to think that he'll give him double at all. He's just saying that because he's sure he'll be able to get the money. He's only saying that as an asmachta. I want you to rely on me. I want you to give me the extra 3 days because I'm sure that I will pay you back. I'm so sure that I'm going to make up this penalty if I don't. But not because I have any gemiras das on that penalty. I don't have any gemiras das on the tanai at all. I don't really view the tanai as even a reality. The tanai is like a fictitious thing in my mind. Right, it's like when pigs fly. But by the gambling, you can't say that I when I say, and if I don't throw down a 7, I'll give you $100. You can't say throwing down a non-7 is not a reality to me. Of course it's a reality to me. I know that happens sometimes. It's not like when pigs fly. So therefore, I made a valid transaction, and I'm bound to it. Asmachta, it's not an asmachta. You understand the facts? I know. We've been over this 100 times, right? So what we haven't fully done, though, is define the difference, define the machlokas between the two shitas. I mean, basically explaining each one's idea of asmachta. Just bekitzer, the difference is, the way we were putting it yesterday, is the difference is in terms of, one side is looking at the gemiras das by the outcome, the other one is looking at the gemiras das in terms of the, in the terms of the case, in the terms of the deal. So everybody agrees to be an asmachta, there has to be a davar she'eino, that he's misunderstanding. But is it in the final outcome, meaning to say he doesn't think he'll have to pay, so his gemiras das to pay is incomplete, or is it in one of the terms of the deal? My not getting you the money, I don't view as a reality. My not getting you the money in 3 days, I don't view that as a reality. So when I say, and if I don't give you the money, it's like saying blah 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 blah. Does nothing. There's no words. There's no reality. It doesn't have an existence. But what's the machlokas? I mean, what's difficult is, it's not a question of how smart the guy is. We all agree the guy knows that he might not throw down sevens. We know that. He knows that. So what does Rashi mean in the first case that it's not a gemiras das because he thinks he's going to win? I mean, doesn't knowing you might throw down something other than seven mean you know you might not win? Isn't that the same thing? So what does he mean in the first sheet that he says that's an asmachta because he thinks he doesn't really want to give the money willingly? But even without that question, I think we just, and this is one of these cases where, you know, the Gemara is throwing you into a detailed analysis of something, and instead of trying to follow the arguments of Rashi on each particular case, sometimes you just got to take a big giant step back and say, what are we talking about in general? What is this? What is the subject matter that we're even dealing with over here? Let's just think, what are we analyzing? In other words, what exactly are we analyzing over here? What are we trying to figure out? What do we want to know? Yes?
His das.
Right. In other words, the das is maybe somewhat contradictory, but the question is, the machlokas is, where we're looking for a smachta. If we're looking in one place, we'll say it's a smachta. If we're looking in another place, we'll say it's not an smachta. Is that a contradiction? Maybe. Maybe his das is contradictory. That doesn't matter. Many people walk around. Many people are walking contradictions. They still walk. So you can analyze them. It depends on which element you're looking at. Is it the way he's viewing things? If you're looking at it from one element, you'll say it's an asmachta. If you look at it from one side, you'll say it's not an asmachta. But the point is, it's not a machlokas of his thought. It's a machlokas of where his thought has to be. What type of thought he needs in order to make a kinyan. So in other words, basically that's what we're trying to work on over here, right? In other words, we're really working on the question of kinyan. What creates a valid kinyan? Okay? Well, that's really our question. Asmachta is a term we use to describe when the kinyan fails. But we're not really analyzing when kinyanim fail. We're analyzing what a kinyan is. That's what we need to know. Right? Without stopping for a moment and thinking about what a kinyan is, what it's all about, you're not going to have an easy time figuring out what a deficient kinyan is. Right? The guy who learns all about diseases and he doesn't know what a healthy body is, he's not going to understand much. So we're dealing with kinyanim here, right? That's what we're dealing with. And the kinyan is a transfer of a rishus, right? Every kinyan is an objective to the kinyan. You enter into a kinyan for a certain objective. I want this to be yours. I want your car, whatever it is, right? There's always an objective of the kinyan. And then there's a mechanism of the kinyan, right? And then there's a mechanism of the kinyan. What is going to create that outcome? There's a desired outcome, and then there's something that creates that desired outcome, halachically speaking. For instance, right, I think we mentioned a few times, I can really, really want this to be yours. I can really, really, I can take a shvu with the raisa that I wish this was yours, but it's not going to be yours unless I do some maisa kinyan, right? And if I give it to you to look at, it's not yours. I did a maisa, but not a maisa of kinyan. I didn't have the gemir's das. So you need both elements, right? So you have to have a certain outcome that you desire, and you need a mechanism to facilitate that, or to complete that. Okay, right? That's what you were working on. So it seems, as Rashi is saying, that's what he says, he's no sin lo, eino no sin lo midaito over here. What do you mean he's not no sin lo midaito? Because what was his... He when he was thinking over the gamble, right, there was no desired outcome of paying the money, right? When I said, look, let's bet on the dice. If it comes up my way, I win money. If it comes up your way, I'll give you money. Okay? So Rashi is saying, according to that Shita, he's saying that's not a kinyan. Why? Because the giving of the money was never part of his desired outcome. That was not what he was trying to achieve. So that element of it was a fiction in his mind. He had no das. He had no das to give the money in the sense of it was nothing that he wanted to achieve. He only said he would give the money to and so that the guy would give him money. But he's just trying to make the guy samech on something. But you can't say that in his mind, in terms of objective, he has any objective of giving the money. And in a kinyan, you have to have gemiras das on what? On the goal, on the transfer itself. You need gemiras das on the transfer itself, on the outcome. So here you can never say that the person is gomar umakni. You can't say that he willingly decided to give him money. He didn't. That was not what he wanted. So the money always goes to the guy against his will. Whereas Rav Shesha says he doesn't have to be happy with the outcome. That's not where his Gemir's Das has to be. The Gemir's Das means the absolute conviction in the thing. I guess we got to add that element in. I didn't put it in earlier. In other words, there's three things. Then you'll say there's the two components. In other words, there's the outcome, and then there's the action, and then there's the mechanism. And in order for it to be a good kinyan, you have to be serious about both of them. We have to be able to say that you meant it, right? You have to say that you meant it. If I give you something and I can say it was a joke, that would not be a good kinyan, right? So it has to be. It has to be that we can say that you absolutely meant it. So Rashi is learning in the first case, on the outcome, we can't say that he ever meant to really give the money. That wasn't what he was, that wasn't an outcome that he ever really desired, per se. So he has no real gemuras das on giving the person money. But Rav Shesha says, you don't need that. All you need is the gemiras das on the mechanism that you agreed to. You don't really agree to the outcomes. You agree to a certain transaction. And as long as the transaction is real, And we can say that he perceived it and he understood what that transaction was. Then we can say he has gemiras das on the transaction. So as long as he knows the dice might or might not come up his way, then like Rashi says, he's misveka asni, he's gomer over akni. So he knows all the possibilities, and he takes them seriously, and he decides that he's going to enter into this transaction. There's nothing in the transaction itself that is not what he thinks it is. But if he says, if I don't come back or give you the money, then that is not that mechanism doesn't exist. That term simply doesn't exist in his mind. So the point is like we started to say yesterday, and like Yonah is saying today, you have to break down the question of kinyan in general into its components, and apparently Rav Sheshes and Rami Racham are arguing which element requires the person's conviction, which element requires the person's full gemiras das. Is it on the outcome? Do we say the outcome is the ikar? And the whole mechanism is subservient to that. So if it's not an outcome that he ever desired as a reality, in other words, look, the guy is not, in the gambler is not a present giver. That's not what he is. A person can be a present giver, but not a gambler. That's not what he is. You can't say he's entering into this transaction. You can't say the outcome that he's seeking is to give away his money. That's not. So then the whole thing is, really false, because he's entering into an agreement to take or give, and he has no das to ever give. So that simply fails on saying, does he have das to do what he said? No, he doesn't. But if you'll say that we don't look, that's sort of like making a profit. We don't look that far. We don't look at that. We just look at the actual agreement itself that he made. The agreement is, if X happens, then I'll give you the money, and if Y happens, you'll give me the money. Now, are those terms real? Are those terms something that he agrees to? Are those terms things that he can agree to? So if they are real, yes, and if they're not, no. But it doesn't. We don't look into why he wants to do these things. We don't look past the halacha. In other words, it's an interesting thing. The whole idea of kinyan is really to effectuate the goal. But halacha puts in a mechanism of, halacha says you need a mechanism to effectuate that goal. So when we're looking at and analyzing kinyanim and we want to know where do they fail, do we look at the final cause, in other words, what the whole thing is about, which is the outcome? Or do we only now look at the halachic mechanism that facilitates that outcome? We say, look, that's true, the whole idea of kinyan, we wouldn't have a system of kinyanim if people didn't want to have property change ownership. But we don't look at that anymore. That's like a tam hadavar. We have to look simply at the mechanism. We say halacha now puts into place that if you agree to certain terms, it'll effectuate a change. So all we do is now we have to say, can we say he's agreeing to the terms? So that's where the contradiction in the person's thought comes about. In terms of the outcome, he has no das ever to give away his money. But in terms of the conditions, we can say he is agreeing to those conditions, as long as they're real. The only time it would be an asmachta is if he's agreeing to a non-deal in his mind. The only time it's a non-deal in his mind is where one of the things that he's referring to him, don't really exist. So Rashi says what determines whether the condition is a reality to him goes by biyado or not. If he feels completely certain that he has control over it, then we'll say it's not a reality to him. The non-occurrence is not a reality. So if he says, I'll give you the money if I don't come back, and he's sure he will come back, then the if I don't come back to him is not a reality. So the more it's in his control, the more we'll say he's not considering its failure. Right? But if he says, if he knows it's just a risk either way, it could come up heads or tails, then we have to say that he has an honest, we have to say he has a realistic assessment of the situation. He knows it's one way or the other. He knows it could come up one way or the other. Okay. Let's move on to Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam has a different idea, more like Yaakov was saying. I think someone else was saying it yesterday. Who did I say was saying that yesterday? Oh, maybe Gil. More the way also, yeah, I think that Gil was trying to say yesterday, yeah. Ke'ein Gezel. Now, as Meir is right, it's not really Gezel. Because the guy does, after the bet, even though he feels lousy and he really wished he didn't lose, he does actually give the money, right? Nobody's yanking the money out of his hand. So that's why we call it Ke'ein Gezel. It's not real Gezel. There's no psul d'oraisa of Gezel. But it's Ke'ein Gezel, which is interesting. I mean, why should it even be Ke'ein Gezel?
Isn't it just like a matana if it wasn't a real Ke'ein then?
That's why it's Ke'ein Gezel, because he's really giving it as a matana, but he thinks he's giving it because he has to. If he knew he didn't have to give it, he wouldn't. Okay, let's just quickly go through the... I don't want to go through all the cases of here. You should do it yourself. But just for now, let's just get to Rabbeinu Tam's Shita. Rabbeinu Tam has found a case in the Gemara that seems to imply the opposite of Rashi. Once again, Rashi says the more it's in your control, the more it's in the smachta. The less it's in your control, the less it's in the smachta. Hold on. Yeah, so Rashi's whole shita seems like he's saying that the more it's in your control, the more it's in the smachta. And the less it's in your control, the less it's in the smachta. But there's a Gemara that says the opposite. Gemara says this is in the smachta because it wasn't in your control, and that's not in the smachta because it wasn't in your control. Okay, obviously Rashi knows how to handle that. But Tosfos says, because of this, a whole different idea. Okay, ready? Listen to this. You're going to like this. He says, Pirush Rabbeinu Tam. No, I made that up. Where is it? Al Kain Nir Rabbeinu Tam. It's on Chafei Amanov. A few lines into the Tosos. Lefarish Hachi. What does it mean? Kol ki hai gavna lava smachti. Anything like this is not in a smacht. That's what Rav Shesha said. But what is like this? Elohecha she'ein yochol leharviach. In other words, when is it an asmachta? When? This is what Gil was saying yesterday. When is it an asmachta? When it's einu yochol leharviach. What does that mean?
Can't derive some sort of benefit from it?
Yeah, you can't profit from it. Like where I say, if I don't give you the money I owe you in 3 days, I'll give you twice. I don't have any chance to profit from that. I can only lose. Right? It's a one-sided thing. That's an asmachta. Aval hocha lo havi asmachta. But the gamble is not an asmachta. Mishum dekevin deshnayim heim, since the two people, is what you were saying, Yaakov, Kol echad ve'echad makni lechavre. It's a little bit circular, but we can probably get past it. Makni lechavre migo di marviach boi ihu lemikni. Be'ahi ano gomor makni lechavre. So how's it go? It's a mouthful. How's it go? That since there are two people, in other words, how many people does it take to make a bet, Meir? Two. Okay. So there are two people. This is Rabbeinu Tam's answer. Since there are two people. Right? Since there are two people, each one makes the kinyan to his friend, because in order for him to profit, he needs his friend to make the kinyan to him. In other words, each person wants to profit. When I make the bet, he agrees with Rashi. I'm in the bet to win it. Okay, but how do I win it? Because I need you to agree. Okay? So in order for each, now this happens to both people, in order for each one to have his ability to profit, he needs the other one to be machna to him. And with that hana, that you're machna to me, I'll be machna to you. And therefore he says, shiduchin are also not nasmachta. Because each one needs the other one to be machna to the other. Shiduchin means that they each promise each other, if the shidduch doesn't go through, I'll give you this. If the shidduch doesn't go through, I'll give you that. So why isn't that nasmachta? No one thinks the shidduch's not going to go through. Because we each want each other to give us, each side wants the other to make him assurances. So because the other one is willing to do it to him, he's willing to do it to him. In other words, if I'm home with a giant stack of money, right, and I keep betting myself that I'm going to get sevens, I'll never make a profit, even if I'm winning, because nobody's betting against me, right? I need someone to bet against me in order to make money. So because he's willing, and he, coincidentally, also needs me to bet against him in order for him to make money. So since we both need each other, that's why it's a good kinyan. So Tosus is learning, kol ki hai gavna lava smachtahi, because there are two people involved. Any situation where you need two people involved, then in order to play, in order for the kinyan to work, you need corresponding kinyanim, you need sets of kinyanim, then it's not nasmachta. In other words, if I wanted to give you a matana, I could do that. And I don't need you to give me a kinyan to fulfill my ability to give you a matana, but here I want a profit. And in order for me to profit, you have to be makne to me. And in order for you to profit, I have to be machna to you. So we do it. It's similar to the American law, What they call an American law, in order for there to be a good deal, there has to be what they call consideration. You have to give something in consideration to get something. Right? And if you ever sign a contract, usually you'll see it says, in consideration of something. Sometimes they just put in $10 no matter what. So in other words, there has to be what they call a promise for a promise, something for something, quid pro quo. So this would qualify, promise for a promise. I promise to do this in order to induce you to promise to do that. Not because I want to do this, but I want you to do that. So that Rabbeinu Tam had that idea. That in order for there to be the, all right. So I don't want to give you a. Let you think about it a little bit. But that's the way Rabbeinu Tam is looking at it. So let's try to let's think about it a little bit. This is outside of asmachta.
Right.
Now, this is not the definition. There are certainly other cases where there's only one party and it's not an asmachta. That may be true too. Right? Like the Gemara over there says. Wasn't in his control, so it's an asmachta. But all he's saying over here is that the Gemara is not defining asmachta in this case. The Gemara is saying it's not asmachta because of this idea that there's the corresponding promises. But that doesn't mean anytime there's no corresponding promise, it is an asmachta. It's just saying it's not an asmachta when you have this. As Rashi is learning, like a reversible type of thing. It's not an asmachta when it's not biyado, and it is an asmachta when it is biyado. Tosus is not saying that. He's just saying, all you can say is you can carve this whole section of kinyanim out of the problem, because there's a corresponding promise for a promise. That doesn't mean that if there's only one side, it's definitely an asmachta. No. That we'll have to just look into. But anyway, but interestingly enough, in this Tosus, not usual to have something like this. You have Rashi, Rabbeinu Tam criticizes Rashi, and then at the end of the Tosos, the Re criticizes Rabbeinu Tam and goes back to show that Rashi's better. So so let's think about, I do think you got to get all the cases. I think you got to go through the Tosos, you got to know the cases.
What's the case of a friend?